What if something surrounding the thing you already knew, like, all right, she's a porn star, cool. But then you find out, she's like, it's not just regular porn. Like, she's doing.
Anal 15.
Hey, yo.
She getting tied up, hog tied. Is that, why would I hog tie somebody?
How would I hog tie?
I see a body 101. Get to the crib, make you come. With a sweet car, you my honey bun. I know your nigga was a bum. Fuck on the court, he had some fun. Girl, I'm the king of my city, I'm the one. Swear you can have me, you really wanna win.
You should know what it is. It's the Goodfellas Podcast.
You said you like it here?
I love it here on the
Goodfellas. You appreciate podcast. Being here?
Yeah.
You know who we appreciate being here? You lovely listeners.
Yes, yes.
Listen, man. Shout out to y'all who's listening, whether you're on Apple or Spotify. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. I'm in the chair today. It's a special occasion, right, Blanco?
Definitely a special occasion. Shout out to y'all, wherever y'all at. Well, I know where y'all at. I'm actually just not looking.
On the couch.
Shout out to Jersey, of course, New York, PA, NC, Cali. Thank y'all for tapping in.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Germany.
Oh, wow.
The one German listener. Well, he's not German.
He's from, like, what, Ireland?
Nigga from Jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's, like, stationed in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you already know what it is, baby. DJ Went Up NYC. Goodfellas the team. Goodfellas podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Is your microphone on, brother?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Don't do that to me. I'm about to say, why are you trying to scare me like that?
I was looking at the shit. I'm like, oh, wait.
Nigga, is your microphone on?
My microphone.
Is your microphone on?
Yes. I hope so.
Microphone checker.
I already did mic check, so I don't even know why we doing
mic check. Mic check. 1, 2, 1.
But
two.
Yeah, we here, baby. We here.
180.
That's Blanco.
Hey, guys.
Tiller.
DJ. One up. One up.
We are in the building. Play this fucking applause again.
Cause we made it out through the storm. It's brick as hell outside. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not that brick.
They said it's 41 degrees, but they making it. But they said the wind feels like it's 33.
No, the wind chill is cooking.
So what would it feel like to you?
Yeah, it's brick outside.
Okay,
it's brick.
Did you wear a jacket? Yeah. Like, did you bring a jacket today? I ain't see you walking with a jacket.
Yeah, he had a jacket.
Yeah, I got a jacket on.
He had a jacket. I didn't feel like it was that cold, though, but...
Me either.
Fuck that lying-ass groundhog. Salute.
That's crazy, because somebody else told me that they said that it wasn't... I don't know. Maybe it was lying.
I think Groundhog Day
I feel like... Well, what do groundhogs do, though? Do they... I don't think they really saw their shadow. I think they just run back in the hole if it's going to be winter again.
With all due respect, we live in a dumbass country. That just be doing anything for no reason, bro.
Our groundhog.
Like,
we have all the knowledge.
Yeah, no, like I thought Groundhog Day was a real thing until I got older. And I was like, groundhogs don't even, they don't do shit.
Yeah, they don't.
They just.
They can't even, I don't think they can see their own shadow, to be honest with you. I think they're
lying. I think that might be the truth.
No, yeah, I don't think they see their own shadow.
I don't think they have the ability to even like understand what a shadow is. Like they just pull
no,
up.
For real.
They
that's
just
what I'm
pull
saying.
Up and be like, "I'm going back. See y'all."
That's what I'm saying. Like I think they just go back in the hole when it's about to be winter some more. Because I think what they stay out if it's not.
If that's the sense that America wants to make of it, sure. But I don't think that's it. Like. We have all this technology and we're using a fucking groundhog to figure out if it's going to be cold for another couple weeks. Like that,
no, yeah.
That shit is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
The fact that these little niggas still determine what's about to happen is crazy.
I think they just do it just for the fun of it, to be honest with you.
That just goes to show you traditions aren't always correct. You might be doing something for no reason just because the person before you was doing it.
That's a fact.
Just putting you on game because, listen, I've definitely been a victim Okay, there's been plenty of times where, yo, even not for nothing, I'm a DJ. This don't mean nothing to y'all, but I used to wrap my cables wrong. I used to wrap my cables from my elbow to my hand, like this. But then one day, I was doing like some production work with someone, and they was like, yo, you gotta wrap your cables like in a circle, bro, so that they don't kink. Like, you know, you're fucking up your cables wrapping it like this. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh, you are?
That's crazy, because everybody is taught to do it like this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like,
that's what I thought.
If you do that, the only thing you're doing is bending your cables. You know what I'm saying? So over time, it kind of just loses like the actual wires itself. Like, you're gonna short it eventually. Right. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a guy.
Cable 101.
I'm just a guy on a podcast
that DJs
from time to time
and produces podcasts.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too.
He does that often.
How was your week, man? Tilla, what you got going on?
What did I do this week? I don't think I did anything, really.
I hope you did something.
Well,
it's been like 3 weeks since we saw you, bro.
For real?
I mean, the last episode you was on was
that like... That was like 3 weeks ago? Damn!
I think this Sunday makes 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Just about.
What did I do?
Twin.
I picked up DJing.
Where have you been? You're welcome.
How's that been going for
you? I'm not gonna lie. So Marcus said you got it. And Marcus...
Yeah, Marcus was there.
Marcus
is nice to everybody, though.
Marcus, you lied? You lied, Marcus? Liar. He wasn't lying, though, because that shit was rocking. I ain't going to hold you.
Hear me out. All I was going to say was Marcus hears me DJ, so I know when he goes outside and hears other DJs. Or I would hope this goes for all of y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all know the difference. So if he says you got it, that means that you have potential.
So I got it?
you have potential. That's what you have. You have the potential to be a full-fledged DJ.
Yeah, but that ain't me.
I mean, you can produce. I've heard you make beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, it's pretty much the same creative space. Like,
yeah, just music.
It's actually harder making beats than being a DJ.
It is.
Because the songs are already made. You just got to put two of them together.
You just blend it. I think producing is a lot harder. Well, yeah, I think producing is a lot harder than DJing. But DJ has its own, you know, hardships, though, because it's like...
Tell me about it.
At certain times, it's like, damn, what do I play in this moment? Now, that might not be the case for you, but for me, I was like, damn.
When I first started...
What goes with this, or what should I play next?
Nah, when I first started out, that definitely was a thing for me, because... You go off of what you have at your disposal, like whatever you have in your library. So until you expand your library, you might not have something to go with a specific song.
Right.
And songs like that, I just don't play. Because it's not worth it. Like, you're going to... It's like, imagine painting a room.
Mm-hmm.
The door is over here. And you start painting from the door all the way to the other end of the room. Like, you're just going to put... Like, when you get to the corner, what you going to do?
Right.
Just walk on the wet paint? Like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Shit like that, like, you're going to learn early. Like, you just stick to the songs that you're able to branch out from or branch into other shit with. At least two or three.
Yeah.
If you can't think of three songs to DJ from, like, then, you know, you...
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Because that was my thing when it was on, when I was DJing on that Thursday. It was like, well, no, the first Thursday... was lit, because I already had, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And even though it was an R&B night, I'm like, okay, I got to play some reggae.
Damn,
like,
R&B night? I should have been there.
Yeah.
At Marlo's, the grown R&B folks. Mar-
yeah. But it the, was a big that, people that business. First one was a vibe. It was, like, really dope, because I was able to go in there and, like, have no expectation and just go straight off vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bookmark what I was gonna do. Like I said, I was gonna, you know, play the R&B most of the night, of course. Throw in some reggae and throw some club. I was not playing no house music, because they play that every damn day.
Uh-huh.
So
until somebody asked you for house music and you was like,
nah. Somebody,
what more do you want from me?
Somebody asked me for Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe Fiasco in the club?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Asking for Lupe in the spot is crazy. What song was this?
I don't know.
They was asking for Kick Push.
I hope not Kick Push.
Any Lupe?
Any Lupe.
Yo, play some Lupe.
Any Lupe.
Play some Lupe is crazy.
She came up to me. She said, you got Lupe?
She?
Yeah, it was a she.
It was a woman?
It was a woman.
She's sick.
Yo, I was like, yo.
Was she from Chicago? Like, was she just in? She was just in Jersey for whatever reason. Charmaine. She gave you her name.
Yeah, she did give me her name. Her name was Charmaine.
Only for you to not play no Lupe.
I wasn't playing no Lupe. Because what was I going to play?
Nigga said, hey, what's your name? Charmaine. No, you get nothing. Sorry. That's what's going to happen tonight.
Because I'm like, the only Lupe song I know is Kick Push.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Right. So for me, I'm not playing Kick Push in the club.
I know more than that, but I'm not playing none of them shit in the club.
Like, full disclosure, Lupe is my favorite, like, rapper really? All time. Yeah, like, he kind of opened the door to what rap looks like for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I started DJing, I'm like, he's not for the club. Lupe is not for, like, any kind of social gatherings, like, very thought-provoking, conscious rapper.
Scaring the hoes music.
Scaring the hoes music, for sure.
He's scaring the hoes.
So the fact that a woman specifically asked for Lupe is crazy.
A woman.
And Marlowe's at that.
And Marlowe's. Nonetheless, though, it was a good vibe, though. Yeah, the first night was off the hook. Second night was dope.
What's your one positive takeaway
from DJing?
From DJing so far, like, you've done two nights already. I only saw the flyer for the first night, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on you. But what's your one, like, takeaway? You're like, I kind of want to do this again because of this.
I would want to do it again because I get to play my own type of music. You get what I'm saying? It's not the music that you hear in every club, every day. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'll play
Chris Brown B-sides.
Nah, I won't.
This nigga in here, graffiti.
The first day I didn't play. I don't think I played any Chris Brown. And if I did play Chris Brown, I played Yo, and I played
Forever.
Yeah.
Why are you playing Forever in the club, bro?
It's R&B.
Nigga said R&B. It's you.
Forever is not.
And me.
I wouldn't put that in R&B.
Moving at the speed of light into
pop. Yeah, it is pop.
That is definitely pop.
It's very popular.
That's the same tempo as Ask How Many Nights I've Been Thinking of You. Zero. This nigga's crazy.
But nonetheless,
this nigga's crazy. I feel like,
because everywhere you go, you see the same, you hear the same music. And even if it is an R&B night, you still hear the same shit. You know, Keisha Cole, the Mary.
The sing-alongs.
Right, the sing-alongs. And then me, I like the plug-in shit that you can sing along, but you haven't heard in like 8-9 years. And I mean, like, Do You by Neo, or The Business by, you know, Youngberg, or Hitmaker. And a bunch of other shit. But the positive takeaway from that is, like, yo, I can play my own music and do my own thing and be in control of that. So that, I felt like that's the best part of it. Other than that,
yeah,
the only thing I wouldn't do is, like, not take requests. That shit is dead. That shit is dead. For every DJ that I ask for a request from, I'm sorry, because that's just not for the week. And then you got everybody, they're like, yo, change it up. Like, no, it's R&B. You came for R&B.
Think about how frustrating it used to be for DJs when they had, like, the crates of records.
Yo, imagine somebody pulls up to you and goes, yo, can you play this record? And you literally don't have it. Like, you didn't even bring it with you. Like, it's not in your repertoire.
That was me. Like, I think somebody asked for, like, a couple. I had, like, three people ask me for songs. I'm like, I don't even have that. And literally, like, I think you know one of them because you use Serato. So with Serato, they have this Tidal plugin. So you can use Tidal to stream the music.
To stream the music, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the day before I was DJing, I just binge downloaded every R&B artist known to man, and then just added every shit to the playlist for R&B Thursday. And then I missed hella shit. I missed Pretty Ricky. I miss a bunch of, I'm like,
that's gonna,
damn, I don't know how this shit.
That's what you call, like, I guess that's what you call, like, you know, just like DJ's remorse, because there's mad shit. Like, so you think about the stuff that you are like, you're like, all right, for sure, for sure, I need these things.
Right.
But then the simple shit you overlook because you hear it all the time. You know the songs.
Yeah.
But you don't think like, all right, well, I need to make sure I have this shit because.
Right.
But that's really the bulk of it. Just making sure you have the shit everybody knows. But there's a lot of that.
Exactly. And it was like the main thing that I also had a problem with was that everyone thought that R&B was just 90s. Or like just 90s R&B, where like I can't even 90s to 2003 or 2005, nothing after that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's all they wanted me to play.
I feel like that's kind of the golden era of what R&B was. Like, 90s R&B definitely hits harder than any kind of R&B. I mean, R&B's kind of making a comeback now a little bit.
Yeah.
But 90s, early 2000s R&B, like, I think that was the best time to be an R&B artist or to be a fan of R&B.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
for sure,
I agree.
So what would be, so if you had to choose a genre, then it would be 90s.
Oh, me personally. Mm. Oh, I'm an 80s dude. I like 80s and disco shit because disco.
Footloose.
If a nigga said Footloose.
I would have said Michael, but of course.
You could have even did Earth, Wind, and Fire. I would have been okay with that. Like, but I felt like back then they were very diligent about making music a specific kind of way. So the creativity was at its highest. Cocaine.
That was definitely
cocaine was at its highest.
Definitely the Booger Sugar, you know what I'm saying?
The pace of the songs back then, you know, it had to be coke behind it. Uh-huh. Like, the idea was for them to never stop moving.
Get ready.
Who wants to never stop moving today?
Ready.
Like, it is.
So cute.
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
Like, damn, you ever look at the old Soul Train clips? Like, them niggas was
bugging. No.
Them niggas was doing a worm.
Them niggas was bugging.
Them niggas was really doing the worms, eh?
Them niggas was jumping, doing 360s.
A lot of them niggas ain't know what
jumping,
they was doing.
Jumping, taking the air, and landing the split.
They were just smiling and just doing weird shit. Like, like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are high out y'all minds.
Nah,
but great music.
Definitely on the cocaine.
Yeah, I
Don used to... Cornelius was up there cooking.
He was on Soul Train.
Yes, behind them glasses, you can see.
What?
He was high as shit.
Yo, that's why he looked like that now. Or he used to look like that.
Yes,
no, yeah. Rest in peace to Don Cornelius.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I used to laugh at my aunt growing up, because she used to be like, oh, all the original music is from the 70s. Like, everybody's sampling stuff from the 70s. I'm like, who cares? Like, music is great still.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a point. Like, especially now, like, where everything is, like, people are sampling the sample of the sample of the sample.
No, for real.
That sampled the original. So.
You don't even know what the real sample is.
Right. So, I really have a deep appreciation for 70s disco, 80s R&B and pop and dance music.
Yeah, I mean the hip hop started with taking the break beats from disco songs.
Right. Which I don't have a problem with. But my issue is like, y'all not even really trying to make it creative anymore. It's like, all right, we're going to take the song that people like and just have somebody rap over it with maybe different modern drums.
It's lazy.
It's super lazy.
I hate to say it, it's kind of making me fall out of love with
music,
which I thought I would always, like, music is my, like, my first love for real. Like,
yeah.
And I hate where it is today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
As far as all genres.
Not all genres. If I go digging, I can still find some heat, but to the extent I have to go looking for heat.
It's ridiculous, bro. Heat used to find you. I remember in the blog days, like, motherfuckers used to just be posting mad shit, like, yo, you need to listen to this, you need to listen to this, like, mm-hmm. and it was all heat. But now it's like somebody comes out with a song. Bro.
You just hear that shit on the Instagram reel.
To hear it on the reel.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares no more, bro. Shit is it's a play now to get on and maneuver into something else now. I don't think people really care about the craft of making music.
Yeah.
How was your week, Blanco?
Honestly,
before we start talking about other shit,
it was calm. Really was just prepping for Ramadan and.
Ramadan Mubarak.
A lot of things that was on my mind outside of just preparing for that is like just diving back into like the creativity I had when life and adulthood started to doing this number on me and type shit, because it just sucks not being in that mood when you want to be in that mood, and it kind of just makes you look at life a different way, and I don't want to be that way, so I want to tap back into that.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for creativity to still be flowing through the blood, because I feel like life doesn't move forward without it.
Right. You know what I learned? I learned that we need to start getting like more excited for things. Like, you know how you can feel the emotion of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And you get when you feel like, okay, I want to put this out. Like, once you get that idea, like, start feeling excited, and then everything else will come after that. Because I think the excitement of it, or the excitement of the process of it, will make it 10 times better.
Yeah.
I
agree.
What do you think makes that difficult today?
Being excited?
So me personally, because I'm trying to pick up a couple different skills between, like, I know how to edit, but I kind of want to, like, expand and make it, like, lucrative as well, too. But a part of it is really just, like, being an adult, you know? Like, having to prioritize other things. That's kind of what, for me, draws the, or takes away from the process of just learning. Cause when you're a kid and you have nothing at stake,
yeah,
you don't got no bills to pay, none of that shit. You can spend your time doing whatever. And because it's new, you can give it your all, put an X amount of energy into it.
Kids got it easy these days now. Shit, but technology we got now.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting you.
Nah, I mean, you're not interrupting, brother. You on the podcast.
I feel like for me, I think we just gotta be sick of doing the same shit that we've been doing. Like, if you have something that you want to, you know, go after, I think that's a starting point. Like, that's the root.
Uh-huh.
And once you get to that point where it's like, okay, yeah, we've been doing this, and then like some random idea, some spark gets in, you know, put in your mind. It's like, okay, how can I do this? That's the fun part. And I think once you can determine, okay, yeah, I want to get this done, then, you know, I don't think.
I think
English, brother. It's a good language to learn.
All right, so I believe that part is from the learning.
Fuck
what you
off.
Need to do, or the creating process is the fun part. When it turns into work, it's kind of when the excitement is taken.
Yes,
that's because you see it as work.
Yes and no, because like I've been DJing 11 years and I still feel the same every time I get on a set. Like I'm forever grateful for whoever books me for whatever set.
Mm-hmm.
I'm booked for at a club, because it's an opportunity for me to expand my creativity. And I'd be surprising myself sometimes with like the stuff I come up with. But if, like, let's say I had like three other jobs, or like I worked overnight or something and I still had to DJ, that would take the excitement out of it, because I'm splitting my energy in so many different places. I don't even have the, you know, the reserves to give to DJing the way I used to or the way I do now. Like, luckily for me, I've kind of learned enough to where I can kind of let my experience carry me after like the X amount of years I've been DJing. But if I was starting fresh right now and I had to work, I had to pay bills, I had something else on the side, and DJing is my new endeavor, I'd be like, yo, fuck this shit. Like, this shit take too much to learn. I mean, yeah. And then also just like my natural ability to understand it as well too. Like, I feel like that plays a part in it, because some people look at shit and be like,
I don't want
to
do it.
I have to put in a little bit more work to understand this. I'm not doing this. Yeah. Like, I don't have the time for that. It's not happening.
But I think we shouldn't see it as work though. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you see it as work, and it turns into work, and it's like,
might just be work though.
Like, you dread it now.
Yeah.
It's just like your actual day job. Like, you see it as work, so then that shit, it's like annoying. And now it's like, it's not even time management nowadays. It's how you manage your energy now. Just like One Up said, if you can't give your all to this one thing, then it's really no point. And nowadays we don't realize we can't even multitask.
Yeah.
You can't focus multitask on two things now.
That is a fucking fact.
What book did you read?
Wow.
What book did I read? I don't think I read a book.
Where'd you get that from? Nah, we need to know.
The higher source. Yeah. I actually had to go through that. Like, I had to realize, like, okay, I want to do these things, but it's like I can't focus on all these things at once. Like, you have to do one thing at a time.
There's a book I read before the last year ended that said that, like, it spoke on, not, we think we can multitask but can't really do it.
Yeah, no.
And
so is multitasking a farce? Like, the multitasking doesn't really exist in the form that we like think it does.
And we do it like subconsciously.
You can't give your all to multiple things at one time.
Right. Whatsoever.
I think like, you could juggle.
Like, you could walk and text.
That's not multitasking per se. I don't know the word for it right now.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I get you.
Like, you know, like, because a task is something you're given to do.
Right. Or you give for yourself to do.
And to complete with intention or a deadline or a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you do that with multiple tasks?
No, see? Yeah. See, when you break it down like that, no. Because now you done really broke down the meaning of multitasking. And now you can see that, no, you can't. Because one task has to have all of your attention.
So is life a lie?
my whole life, I thought I was an amazing multitasker.
I thought I was the shit at multitasking.
And then, but I'm like,
no. Yo, what if that drop was funny, man?
Like, so life is a lie.
I'm really just like,
you on autopilot.
You just a nigga.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brother.
You just a nigga on a podcast. Would have fit it all.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's nonetheless funny, though, it's like,
that's so funny.
Go just, yeah. That drop was funny as hell. No, life is not a lie, though.
Are you sure?
I don't think life is a lie, but we just been seeing it the wrong way. We haven't been seeing it the right way. And I feel like once you start really putting those glasses on, it's like,
shit.
Now you can see things for what they really are.
And yes, and I don't know if you peeped yet. I'm sure you did. You're so much more, like, you're more productive when you realize, all right, we're not good at multitasking.
Right.
When you sit down and iron one thing out and then move on to the next,
right,
you get way more done in a day.
Right. I think this is why to-do lists are very important.
My problem is, like, for me, multitasking is making sure I stay on top of multiple things at once. So, like, going to work, exercising, doing clips for the podcast, doing shit for DJ 1UP, right? Coming up with like reels or like mm-hmm. mashups and shit. I feel like all of that has to be done congruently, like throughout the day. Like if I'm not thinking about all of these things at like some point during the day, I failed. But multitasking could be like, all right, Monday I'm focused on this, Tuesday I'm focused on this, Wednesday I'm focused on this, Thursday I'm focused on this, and then put in deadlines on all of the things that you need to, you know, like get done so that they kind of have a flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's why on like, for the most part, Mondays, I try to drop my mashups. I try to do the clips on Tuesday mashup and Wednesday Mondays. For the, right, like, exactly. I mean, work is work. That's 5 days out of the week. But outside of that, I try to like make sure whatever days I have available to do other shit or like time to do other shit, I try to dedicate something mm-hmm. to that one specific day.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the next week comes around, I already know what I'm doing. And then it just repeats itself. Right. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, you have, I think you already have a basis of, you know, what things you need to be done.
Oh, I'm just lazy though, bro.
Yeah, you're a tourist, my boy.
So, yeah, I'm super lazy. I'm procrastination king.
Yeah. Me too. I'm never going to lie to you.
That's just, I'm a professional procrastinator.
Like, how do we not procrastinate?
Do you get paid to procrastinate?
I wish I did.
Yes. Yes, actually.
Shouts to the people that employ this brother.
Hey, I pull it off. But
work still gets done though.
Yeah, that's the thing though. It still get done and it's still like good. So it's like, mm-hmm. well, I can keep doing this.
Yeah.
You never really, until you really pay for procrastination, like,
I don't think you ever will.
Right.
Oh, no, you that. Do. You technically do pay for procrastination.
Sometimes.
As a consequence.
Eventually.
I think once you realize how much further in life you would be if you didn't procrastinate.
No, for real.
It's an eye-opener.
No, for real.
And then
I'm going to still procrastinate, though. I'm so sorry.
Procrastinate.
Double down on the procrastination.
Thinking about, oh, well, I could have did this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing the things you...
That's like saving money. You'd be like, yo, I could have put the money I spent in the club to this over here. Like, why did I do that? Motherfuckers are just going to do the shit anyway, bro. Yeah. We're human. We're going to do what we want.
Yeah, but that comes with, like, doing stuff intentionally.
Or, like, I was going to say...
Consciously doing it or, like, being self-aware
mm-hmm.
or, like, you know, mindful. Cause I'm like, if we're actually mindful of what we're doing and where we want to go.
I like woke Tilla. This nigga woke us. Woke ass nigga.
Nigga said, "Is it?"
I feel like once
live to life or life to live. Which one?
It's a life to live. And everybody else is just on autopilot, I think. And it's a lot of us on. Well. A lot of people on autopilot. And it's going to take you a while to get out of it. But once you start really, like, being more conscious and, you know, actually seeing where you want to be and actually being intentional.
About, like, making it happen.
These things won't come up. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you're going to have, like, you know, these random thoughts come up. But it's like, don't pay no mind to it.
Fun fact. Do you know where the term 5%er comes from?
5%er? No.
Do you know what the term 5%er
is? I do not.
No. The term 5%er. Y'all both looking at me with intention.
Like, we want to know that. You have the answer, Sway.
You better say some good ass shit. So the term 5%er
mm-hmm.
comes from the stat of people having common sense on Earth.
I think I heard about
5% of humans have common sense.
Yeah. Nah, deadass. That's really bad.
Is that like
5%?
Is that a real?
People,
that's a real stat.
5% of people,
mm-hmm.
It could be more now
on Who planet knows? Earth,
on the whole entire Earth.
Okay, that's a lot of people
have common sense, which is why people be complaining. Oh, common sense isn't that common, because it's only 5% of people who have it.
Yeah.
So why is it called common sense?
You know what that gets, right? Why? Is it common sense?
Funny ass drop.
Is it common sense? Or is it lack of common sense analogy?
Mm. We're gonna be dropping that. We're gonna be dropping that a lot.
All right, topics now. I'm sorry. Shifting gears, because this is something I wanted to talk about.
What you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about this Drea and Jalen Green situation.
For I'm okay with it.
You okay with it?
Because you're a slut.
I'm not a slut. I just see...
Tiller?
I just see things for what it is.
And what is That's it? Something a slut does.
Okay. So be it. I'm not into labels, though, so don't even put that on me.
Okay.
Not so, you, but I mean the entire, you know,
all right, I'm,
the world.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I did not mean to do that to you.
As far as, like, if you think about it.
For those who don't
live
know.
We live in a world where it's like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. If she want to date a 22-year-old basketball player. Okay. And if he want to date a cougar, that's it. Sounds like
there's
a fair trade to me.
There's more to it than that. Because... From the bottom, right? Starting from the foundation itself, right? For those who don't know, Drea Michelle from, you know, Love and Hip Hop, whatever model. TV show she's from, Instagram model, the Drea is now dating and pregnant by Jalen Green, a 22-year-old Houston Rockets basketball player, right? My issue with this is, one, this nigga is as old or a little bit older than her already grown ass kid that she has. That's insane.
Also, he's over 21.
Sure. But hear me out. He's over 21. Are you an adult because you're 21, or are you an adult because you're 21 plus your life experiences? Because there are people who are 21 on this earth, run around, yeah, do 21-year-old shit.
They said you could find a 35-year-old boy and a 23-year-old man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He could be a 22-year-old man. She could be a 39-year-old
girl.
That
nigga's coming into millions of dollars after playing basketball.
That nigga bugging out on the court now, too. He got a baby on the way.
He's still a kid, bro.
He's definitely 20, still a kid.
That young, you still a kid.
Yeah, 22. I mean, I would have never thought myself dating an Instagram model at 39 years old. So.
Yeah, nah. And she be hosting
call
parties.
Call it for what it is. That nigga got it. That's Dre and Michelle?
That's not a little predatory.
I mean.
Predatory for who? Her or him?
Predatory for her?
Yes.
Is she a predator? Or did she go looking for him?
With all due respect, if you...
The predator would be the one predatoring. Is she the T-Rex?
She's definitely the T-Rex, bro.
So she went looking for him.
Even if...
Drea is a seasoned sniper.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because even...
She can snipe me all day.
Okay, so even if she were to... Like, let's say she didn't start none of it. Mm-hmm. If he pulled up on her and was like, yo, you look good, this, that, and the third, da, 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 da. As a grown ass woman, it's her job to be like, you're mad young. I can't do nothing.
That's her
with
preference,
you.
Though.
Preference?
That's not an issue.
Preference? When is preference an issue?
What do they have in common?
R. Kelly's
we
preference
don't know that.
Is children. And underage girls. Is that
that's different? That's underage.
When is preference an issue? I gave you a scenario. Where is an issue, brother? Now what?
No comment. No comment. I'm not commenting on R. Kelly.
Right, so let me ask you how you feel about if the roles were reversed.
Oh yeah, no, he's getting crucified.
But preference is preference.
I mean,
but if we're based in the same context with the same age,
a 40-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman.
They do that though, and nobody knows.
Oh, we know about one now.
Well, yeah, but nonetheless,
how old is Drake?
Drake is 36.
Five, six.
36.
Drake is 36. Is it?
Yeah, he's 36.
Yeah, he's not that old. Well, he's old, but he's not
yeah, he's
old.
Getting there. No, 36 ain't old.
Was seen with Lotto's younger sister.
Lotto how has a how old is her sister?
21.
She's 21.
I think these
at the end of it, our preference doesn't matter. Or like our views, our opinions on it really wouldn't matter because they're going to definitely do what matter.
Because people do it their way doesn't mean
we're
that
on the podcast it matters.
Don't matter.
Yeah, like morals are morals. Like just because we're not of influence on a very like on the same scale
define
as these
morals,
people.
Define morals, though.
Define morals.
Yeah. No, for you though.
Morals.
Because everyone has a different perspective of everything.
Okay, morals. In a nutshell, is something that you wouldn't do when no one's looking. If no one is looking and you are like, I'm not going to do this, that has to do with your moral compass.
Okay.
Like, plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Like, no one's around. I'm going to rob this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take this nigga's money. Nobody sees me taking it. Mm-hmm. If you're okay with doing that, like, you have some different morals and principles than others or most people. To put it plainly.
So I don't think it's like a good or bad thing.
I think it is
what it is.
Nah. Absolutely okay. Not.
I'm gonna say why I feel like it's a bad thing because the level of manipulation the older person can do
on a younger, yeah. Okay.
That's I feel like that could be bad.
Ladies and gentlemen,
especially
do you think
someone
he's not self-aware?
As seasoned.
Do you think he doesn't know the game?
No,
he's knowing the game.
Nigga,
he's 22.
He's young, eyes wide open.
He just picked up his controller, and the first thing he has to deal with is Dre and Michelle. Come on, bro.
One
like
of the baddest in the game.
Like shit like that is unfair. Like to anyone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why people get taken advantage, or that's how people get taken advantage of. Because growing up, or even prior to even being in that stratosphere,
what if he's the predator?
That doesn't exist in this space, bro. I'm really sorry. There's no way for him to be a predator here because just based on her life experience, the ball is always in her court versus this nigga, bro.
The like, ball's in both their court, though.
Nah.
They both have free will.
I don't care how much money this nigga make. I don't care
what.
She
slipped him a Mickey? She slipped him a Mickey, did it?
This nigga's thinking about it from like...
I'm thinking about it from the outside looking in. If you think what? About it, from the outside looking in, what can you really say? The ball's in both of their court. No. They both had a choice.
No, he
that's
didn't
not how
have
that works.
A gun pointed to his head.
Okay.
But
what? But, he didn't have a gun pointed to his head. She didn't roofie him. She didn't drug him.
So
are you careful with that? Because if you take that logic and put it on in other cases, that is a very slippery slope.
Right. Because
okay. But in this situation.
No.
Talking about them two.
No. I don't think he had the wherewithal. I don't think he had the experience. It was just unfair. That's like Kobe playing one-on-one against a fifth grader. Sure, this fifth grader could be a prodigy. Nigga is playing varsity in the fifth grade. It's Kobe Bryant. May he rest in peace. This nigga has seen so many different scenarios that he is prepared for that like a fifth grader can
fathom. Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Drea... I mean, she's 40.
So you guys are saying that she knew what she was doing?
Yes.
She couldn't choose any other basketball player, though.
I believe so.
She couldn't choose any other basketball player.
When that
not D'Lo. Not.
She could have.
Not Austin Rivers.
Why would she go?
I mean, you know, come
on. Why would she go with those?
Because, I mean, listen, bro. At the end of the day.
There's so many basketball players out there, football players.
But
why not go with the young one with the promising, looks like a promising career.
That literally just had his rookie year last year.
Is it so promising?
It looks
to double down, all right, the reason I brought this up was because there was a clip floating around. I don't know if it was recent or not, but like, it kind of just speaks to her mentality. She was on a podcast, I think, and the person that was hosting the podcast asked her if she sees a future with the person that she's currently dating with, mm-hmm. in tandem with the question of like her wanting more kids. Mm-hmm. And she was like, do I want more kids? Yes. But where I am, I'm in a space where I can have more kids, but not see a future with the person I'm with. Mm-hmm. That is insane to me. If you feel like you are in a space to procreate with someone and bring life into this world and not see a future with that person, you're a user, an abuser, or a manipulator. Put it plainly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Because what else? Because, again, from my perspective, if I'm gonna have a kid, mm-hmm. I'm the father, I'm the provider, I'm there until this thing is 18. She's looking at it like, who could I have a kid with that would be able to remotely provide, right? Just provide the funds, like just like you have the resources for me and this little nigga that I have to do what we need to do. And that's what Brittany Renner did. That's what a bunch of women in this realm of relativity has done as well too. Kudos to them for getting their bread, however which way they want it. But no, that is not something that I think.
So if you're gonna, okay. if you're getting somebody pregnant, you gotta go all the way. Marriage.
If I'm getting somebody, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be marriage because marriage comes.
Well, that would mean seeing the future, right? With that one person?
I think yes, but marriage doesn't have to be immediate. Like, one thing I've seen, especially in Caribbean families, is like, all right, someone's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to get married first before this baby comes out. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, only because I've seen where that goes. Mm-hmm. And divorce is more expensive than the wedding itself. Like, if you can find a space where like y'all are co-parenting and y'all are on the same page, and if y'all are romantically involved later on down the line, y'all do get married, that's fine. I've seen that happen. It works. It's worked out for people in my community, in my immediate vicinity. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I don't think the answer is like, all right, I see a future with you. It has to be marriage. Marriage could be at the end of the road or somewhere along the lines, and it should be, but I don't think it needs to be immediate.
So when you say future, what do you? So if somebody say I see a future, you like what do
I
you
think,
see?
Okay, so I think the issue is yes, people have kids, and the future is they might not be together, mm-hmm. or one might be the sole guardian of the child or whatever. But I think intentionally saying I don't want that, but I want the kid, is kind of it's an odd statement.
Like, could you imagine
it is,
you have a girlfriend and uh-huh. she's like, I would have this nigga's kid, but like be with him forever? Nah.
I mean, that's her preference.
You'd be okay with that?
Yeah.
What about the child?
I would be there for the child, of course.
The both of y'all need to be there for the child.
Yeah, of course. I mean, co-parenting.
But she's gonna go have other kids with other niggas.
They do that already.
Yeah, the bar is in hell. The bar is underneath hell.
They do it already.
It happens, but I think
they do it already.
Intentionally bringing a child into an unstable environment is unfair.
Yes, I agree with that.
Nah, bro, the bar is underneath the kitchen sink. That shit is crazy.
My bar is not that low.
I'm just saying, like,
But what I'm saying is that
no,
I asked you guys. I said, what would you see as future?
Future is obviously like marriage.
All you see is what, taking care of the kid till he what, old enough? That's future?
Yes. Okay. So marriage does encompass.
Because that just contradicts everything.
Marriage does encompass future. Okay. It definitely is a part of it. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be immediate. Eventually, yeah, like we are living in the same house or space.
And what if that doesn't happen?
Between me and
you saw this, you saw this amazing future, or she saw this future, and then it just doesn't happen.
That has
and now you just have a kid that's your co-parenting.
That has nothing to do with the fact that from the like the very jump, somebody who I'm speaking to or I'm talking to or involved with doesn't see that. Like, if we're not on the same page, then fine. We don't have to do this. But if we're on the same page and then along the way, shit comes up where we have differences in opinions or beliefs, whatever, and then, you know, it causes issues in our dynamic, cool. Then we can make that choice to not be together. But so
what is the problem with her saying that now, so she doesn't even have to go through all of that later on?
Because why are you having kids with somebody you don't see a future with? Because why?
I don't know.
Because why?
You got to ask her. Drea? Why are you? Why do you want to have kids with people that you don't see a future with?
Enlighten us.
I don't think that shit is okay. I don't think, I mean, especially in this climate where, I mean, you kind of proven it where you're like, oh, they do that shit already. Like, that shit is fucked up. Like,
it is.
Blanco said it. Why are we bringing children and little tiny human beings into this world? I don't know why they do that shit.
Because people just, oh, I have baby fever. I want a baby.
Don't even know.
They have to, this baby has to grow up. And how the environment that surrounds it and affects how they grow up.
Use condoms.
And the person they become. And you're not only responsible for them as a baby or even...
Use condoms and pull out.
After 18, you're still their parent. So this is a very permanent decision. And I think people need to take it a bit more seriously.
I agree.
Okay.
Because baby fever goes away once the baby not a baby no more.
And the daddy leave her. That's
a
bar.
And the what?
And the daddy leave her.
Okay.
Like, all right, bro.
But anywho,
fire. That's all I have to say about Drea. I think.
So what is your overall synopsis of it, though?
Bro.
Like, she's just in the wrong.
I think she needs to.
And he has no part. He has nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, he's an idiot as well, too.
Oh, well.
But he probably doesn't know he's being an idiot. Because he has millions of dollars at his disposal. Or excuse me. But he just became rich.
You know what you're doing. Even on a old,
yeah, he
even,
know what he's doing,
even,
too.
But even on a lower scale. Till how old are you?
28.
If you...
My birthday coming up, so give me something.
Okay. At 28, if you decided you want to date a 20, 21-year-old, you don't feel like you're on that Toronto?
I don't feel like
where
what?
You are mentally?
I don't feel like what?
That you you feel like you have an advantage over of them? Controlling the relationship a specific type of way?
Yeah. Because I'm older, yes.
So what are we talking about? Is that not the same?
I mean, just because I know that I can do it doesn't mean that they will allow it to happen.
All right.
Let's be real.
If
you're older than me, right? Mm-hmm. You feel like you can manipulate me, right? Which you would. It would be up to me to allow you to do that, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why is it called manipulation?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Are people aware of the manipulation?
I don't think they are, and that's why we talked about self-consciousness and mindfulness.
They're not aware of manipulation.
We literally just said 5%.
But a woman did say on some type of social media platform that women do that without knowing.
Because women, not for nothing, this is off topic, but women are designed to receive, take, you know, that's kind of just.
And we're designed to just give.
And provide, yes. Okay. On the most basic level. To put it in ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, that is the genetic makeup of women. Like, to secure their survival. We
makes sense.
Go out and create the circumstances for survival, or at least that's what we're supposed to do. So shit like that, like, they're just wired different. So they're not going to look at it as like, I'm being manipulative, or I'm, you know, like trying to be malicious by some sort of means. I'm just doing what I think is correct. Vice versa. That's why we have the foresight to say like, all right, somebody's doing this for these reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And for them.
Oh, we like to believe.
Sure. I will be there with you with the air quotes. But it's different. Like she might also feel that as well. Like, okay, I'm just securing my future. Mm-hmm. But the way she's going about it, clearly, in my opinion, is manipulative.
Okay.
So, Drea, find somebody your age. Okay, like that's like, cause when this, you were alive when this nigga was born. Okay, that, and I mean like out in the streets, like you.
I'm about to say, nigga, what?
Like,
that's actually facts.
The nigga
is facts, but. The statement.
She was 18.
You were alive 15? When she was born. It's hilarious.
I mean, like, yeah, but sure, because I could have been 4 years old when my wife was born. You know what I'm saying? Sure, because we're 4 years apart. But she was 18.
Yeah.
So you're against that. Both of you guys are just against that wholeheartedly. I'm not just this situation, just in general.
A 20-year mm-hmm. difference in romantic relationships?
Yeah.
Listen, I mind my business, but I think, as far as where it goes,
I think that's early, where early I, 20s yeah. is kind of crazy.
So what? Early 30s, late 50s?
I think that's better.
Yeah.
What?
I think that's more acceptable.
Make it make sense.
I mean, would you...
You've lived enough life at 30, depending on the person, obviously. But I think it's more likely that you live enough life at 30 to...
Okay. Would you be okay with your mom or your dad coming home with somebody who is younger than you at your big age?
Nah.
You wouldn't be okay with that?
Mm.
And why is that?
But
why is that? Why wouldn't you be okay with it?
Well, find somebody your own age, like you said. But on the other end, there's two sides to every story.
There's two sides to
this shit. There's two sides to every story.
Nah, nigga, there's only one side, and that's true.
If my pops and my mom want to date somebody younger, then why not? I don't give a fuck. It's your life. It's your life. It's their life. They're going to live it. They're going to take all the reprimandings, anyway, all the backlashes, all that extra shit.
While we on the topic of dating, I wanted to bring this up many weeks ago because... The circumstances around it, I feel like, is hilarious. Well, not hilarious, but something that we can talk about. So I don't know if y'all know who Sean Evans is, the host of Hot Ones.
Okay, I didn't know him, but yes.
So Sean Evans, the host of Hot Ones, was dating a porn star. Okay. And they were dating privately for about 2-3-ish months. He invited this woman to the Super Bowl. She took a picture, posted it, and the picture went viral. Okay. Then everyone knew that they were dating, and then he broke up with her because the picture went viral. Now everybody's like, oh my God, you knew she was a porn star before y'all got together. How dare you break up with her? You're a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of that, my question is like, is it okay to renege from a romantic relationship or even the decision to embark on something romantic with someone based on what they got going on or the stipulations? Because I know personally I've committed to something where I felt like I was able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out I was not built like that. So
you had to change your heart. You had to change your ways and you had to change your mind.
But is it okay?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Because what's the alternative? You're in the relationship unhappy because you're trying to be okay, but you're really not. And now it's kind of like a pretending for the sake of the relationship. And no, I think that's worse.
Yeah, I think that's definitely worse.
trying to push through it.
Yeah, trying to push through, knowing that you're not okay with this. But on the same token, though, you know, if you already knew that, then
he might have thought he was okay with it.
Him
till it blew up,
right?
The Super Bowl, and now your comments are filled with
hatred.
Hatred. Wow, that's your girlfriend. She sucks. Mean dick.
Yeah, what? I wouldn't even know what to do with myself.
She's great in all of actually, her
things. Actually, no, I
probably maybe he wanted it to be a, like, a private
yeah, she
situation.
Do.
Or maybe he wanted it to be a private situation.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever been in something like that? Where? And not dating a porn star.
Where though, like, you wanted something to be private and then you felt like...
Or you committed to something and then you realize, like, you know, maybe it wasn't for you. How did it turn out? Was there backlash? Do you feel stupid about it? Did you live to see another day?
I feel like no. Only because, like, I don't feel like I would put myself in that situation to the point where as though, like, I know I can't handle it. So if I'm going to do something, I need to be 100%. Like, I'm not, there's no maybes, there's no what ifs. Like, if I'm going to do it, all right, this is what it is. We might have boundaries and rules set up, and then we can, you know, work around that. But on the other hand,
okay,
no.
Does that come from you making, like, does that come from you having principles surrounding the decisions you make? Like, if I make this decision, I'm going to stick to it type shit? Or is that more so about you being like the person you are?
I think it's more or less about the person that I am, because if I don't like something that you're doing, or I don't feel like, you know, it's going to benefit, you know, us, I don't think, well, I do think that, you know, I'll say something about it, and I feel like if there's no balance, or, you know, there's no in between that we can, you know, do anything about that, then yeah, nah.
So basically, you would date a porn star if it's ideal for you.
If, yeah, I mean,
she makes you feel good, everything's cool at home.
Copacetic, yeah.
That's
but me, no. I wouldn't.
You sure?
Positive.
I mean, you can see her resume on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, what, why not? Why not?
All that glitters is not gold. Yeah. So, no. I don't care if she's, you know, you can have all that, but no. I'm not dating a porn star. That's weird. For me, that's weird.
Is that something you resonate with?
No.
Brother Blanco? No.
I'm real careful about my time.
Okay.
So I know what I'm getting into before I get into it. I know what I could deal with and what I can't deal with, kind of thing. So I never really ran into feeling like I need to renege based off of something I couldn't deal with.
Okay. What if something came up? Or, I mean, well, I guess in this scenario, it didn't come up. He already knew, so that's out the question. But what if something surrounding the thing you already knew, like, all right, she's a porn star, cool, but then you find out, you know, she's like, it's not just regular porn. Like, she's doing
anal fisting.
Hey, yo,
she getting tied up, hog tied. Hey, why would
a
hog die somebody?
How would a hog die? I don't even know how to hog tie. Like, what if, like, right, you meet her and she's like, yeah, you know, I do sex work and, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. And you're quote, like, all right, cool, that's cool. I've been around the block a few times, ain't about nothing. Mm-hmm. She's fucking midgets.
They don't even live up to the hype.
Yo, chill out, bro. Till the hype is crazy. That was a terrible example, but like she's doing some left field.
She's doing
shit.
Wild shit.
Have you no shame? Like what?
I just think that if you know that she's doing that, like why even try to commit to that? No matter if outside people got into it, whatever.
I feel like it's a matter of curiosity because everybody's still trying to figure out who the fuck they are. So like, you know, you if you come across somebody.
So live in that though.
That's kind of where it gets tricky because you come across something that you're not familiar with and you're like, yo, let me see if this is for me. And then you immediately find out this was not for me at all. Actually, I should have never done this.
I feel like that's okay. If at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I'm not okay with this. Don't be okay with it. Dead that shit.
I agree.
There's no need for you sticking around like, okay, one red flag, two red flags, three red flags. No.
One flag, two flag, three flag, four. How many motherfucking flags? I'ma see more.
He's a rapper. No, we're not collecting fucking all these flags and then, you know, sticking around for the final wave of them.
Yeah, that's not like, even
that's stupid. So yeah,
I think
no.
People know what they can move past and what they can't move
be
past.
Be conscious.
That's hard, bro. 5%.
No, conscious and common sense are different though.
5%.
Conscious and common sense are different. But I feel like, you know, if you're not happy and then if you're not happy with what someone is doing in that moment, yes, say something. Now if they decide to change, okay. If they don't, then you know what to do. You have decisions. Come on now. Two different. You have a road here. You have a road there. Choose wisely.
I also think people
take the red pill, the blue pill.
I think people get blindsided by their expectations as well too.
And that's why that's why it's good not to have any though.
I agree.
It's really good not to have
any. Ladies and gentlemen, have expectations, but don't
high hopes, low expectations.
Yeah, don't and still hold like what you can handle and what you can't and operate within that space. Like I'm not trying to change nobody.
Not at all.
Like
if I just so happen to change you, then okay. Like not like
but
you
it's
know
not kind of,
in a manipulative
force
way.
Change.
Yeah. I'm not gonna force you to change. But if you see that I'm changing and I want to be a better person, and then you decide to follow suit, then okay. But I'm not gonna like you know.
Do you this. Need to change?
Yeah,
to
be this way. Like you are, and.
I'm not gonna lie, that's something I have to learn.
Yeah, but if you're not gonna try, if you don't even want to be on the same wave,
I'm a strict ass nigga.
Yeah, if you don't want to be on the same wave, then okay, you might as well stay back there.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So
because not everybody moves at the same pace as you, obviously.
Exactly.
Not everybody is receptive to, you know.
And not many people are adaptive either.
That is very true.
Not many people know how to handle change. No, not many people know what. Change look like they're scared to even you know take that jump
because humans are creatures of habit, bro.
Yeah, and you were some of them as a they're creatures of bad habits though.
Yeah,
bad habits. Now, when you become a creature of a good habit, then of course you know that follows suit. But I feel like they need to just be more mindful of you know what they want, who they want to become, and you know.
But I know we've been talking about women taking advantage of men, but I do want to say happy International Women's Month. Okay, it's Women's Month, month of March. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Shouts to all the women out there that are in my life, your life,
our lives,
that are making a difference.
We love y'all.
Really putting on.
My mama, my sister, my cousins,
providing safe spaces,
my sister,
nurturing,
my
caring. People. You know what I'm saying? Just really doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to y'all. If you have somebody in your life of the fellas, if you have somebody in your life of the opposite sex, that's you know,
platonically, romantically,
platonic, romantic, somebody who's making a difference for you. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you show some appreciation sometime this month. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Get them some flowers, maybe
take
some
Ferrero
Rochers. Take them out. get him some ramen, you know what I'm saying? A little short rib dinner, lamb chops, crusty.
Are you taking your platonic friend out on a date?
Would I? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I only have one genuine platonic friendship that is like a woman. And it's funny because I had no intentions of being close to this woman at all. Like, my ex and I, a very long time ago, we broke up, and I was very ready to also sever whatever connections I had with her friends as well, too, because, like, that's just natural, right? But...
broken up by association.
Yeah, like, we not together no more. Like, it's... Yeah. Why am I talking to the rest of y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no reason to do so. Right. But this one particular person... I mean, it was college as well, too. Like, we always were around each other. But we developed a very strong bond to where, like, we have the same ideals, principles, and we look at life the same exact way. But I would never in my life ever think about her in a romantic, like, space. I really value her as a person. And I feel like it's good to have at least one...
Yeah,
female friend or like friend of the opposite sex that you like can go to and pick their brain about like certain shit.
It's very healthy too.
It is
very healthy, and I think more people should do it. It helps.
Yeah, I think it's scary when people say like, you know, they can't be friends with somebody
because of somebody else,
or just because like of their gender, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's a female. Like, why would I be friends with her? Like, oh, like...
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't have, like, male friends, like...
Jealousy.
I guess women have a little bit more of a reason because niggas are weird and scary. Yeah. Uh-huh. But as a man, I think it is important to kind of... Because, you know, you're able to see or, like, humanize, like, women... It also categorizes them too. Like, you don't have to be attracted to everybody or like have to get physical with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, but shouts to you, good sis. I know you're not watching this podcast because you're busy. You be doing other shit, but I love you very much. Yeah. Don't quote Tiller though, because I'm not taking you out anywhere. It's not happening anytime soon. I'm so sorry.
Text him.
What about you? Do you have? Of course. You got some platonic friends?
Yeah, plenty. Because I feel like, you know, as many guy friends I have, I feel like I should have as many girlfriends.
When you say girlfriends,
I mean that. Yeah, it's good to have balance. You know, female friends, they're called girlfriends, ladies.
What do you mean by that?
They're still called girlfriends. Just like you call your girlfriends girlfriends.
What do you mean by that?
They're girlfriends.
I mean, it's different when you say it, though, because like when you say
it's different when I say it.
Because you have copious amounts of testosterone flowing through your body.
That has nothing to do with anything. The term is the term.
What do you mean by that?
The term is the deal. Cut to yourself. Why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, yes, just wanna know. Girlfriends are girlfriends. They don't have to, just because.
All right, but like you can't say it twice, and then like we just like okay, cool.
Yeah, no,
we get it. Girlfriends are girlfriends.
Yeah. And what I mean by that is that they can be platonic girlfriends.
What do you mean by that?
Not really making a case for yourself, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't need to make a case. It is what it is.
You just sound like
what. Because why block will look at me like that, too?
You sound like a womanizer. As many guy friends I should have as many girlfriends. That's like,
I like to keep a balance.
So when you say that's how you feel, like, would you?
Like, I feel like I need to have a balance.
Of?
Friends.
What do you mean by that?
What why about you, am Marco? I being put on the spot?
Yeah, look. I think I have a platonic.
What up? You're annoying.
Friends of the opposite gender.
Oh, sorry, PR.
Fun fact, it's I think healthy. I actually think platonic does mean of opposite gender anyway. So my fault for even.
No, platonic means non-sexual.
Of the opposite sex specifically.
Yeah.
I'm about to look it up right now just because you said it. Just because so. We're here.
Learn something new.
Do you have as many?
Oh, no. God. What the fuck?
No, I don't.
It's okay.
That brother is on his own, man.
Yo, what? Listen, man.
I think.
And they're ranked. Are your friends ranked?
Nah. I'm not ranking my friends.
Ranked? Not like ranked. Like, you know, of course you have friends that, you know, you go out with, you know, you just talk to when it's, you know, it's like something big going on, or like, you know, it's detrimental.
Okay, you're right. It's just, it doesn't mean anything about the opposite.
I don't categorize my friends. Y'all are all my friends. Now yeah. I have, I don't have going out friends. Like, I don't have, okay. Like, all my friends I feel like I can go out with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
What the fuck was that?
I had the browser open.
I just got an Uber call.
There's some Crash Bandicoot sounding.
Crash Bandicoot,
but nah. I do have I think everybody has.
So you don't have a specific set of friends? Because we all have different friend groups.
I have different friend groups, but it's not. It's because I met everybody different.
Right.
Ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have people I talk to the most. I think I said on the podcast. Rob, because that's my best friend, and mm-hmm. Rob and James I talk to almost every day, mm-hmm. and Brandon Cohen.
Okay.
But outside of that, like I talk to y'all like often as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't have friends like for different things.
Okay.
I always found that weird.
Yeah. Because not everybody can receive that type of energy though. DJ.
But why are you my friend if I gotta like?
I have to pick and choose what I do with you.
Like, you can't be my friend for this. But you can be my friend for that.
Yeah, that's so weird. Nah, for real. I always thought that was like a very strange thing.
But people do it though.
And those people don't end up being friends for that long because once you grow.
What's at the end of friends?
Death?
No, end. Friends end.
You know what?
Oh my God, man, what is your problem?
You know what?
What have you had the best drops?
What is your problem for real? What is at the end of friends?
End. The end. You said death, which is worse.
That is, I mean, either that or we stop being friends at some
end.
Point.
End.
But anywho.
Nah, I think that shit is weird. If you have to pick and choose who you do certain shit with,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really being yourself at all times around everyone.
Ooh.
And that's kind of like the biggest thing for me. I want to be able to feel comfortable with whatever friend group I'm around. So for mm-hmm. the most part, like what Blanco said, I can go out with all of my friends. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We might not have the same exact time, but these are people that I would spend my time with in a public setting or in a more intimate, like closed controlled setting as well too, house party, like housewarming, whatever. And I feel like I could talk to everybody about all of my interests. Like mm-hmm. I don't have like, all right, y'all know I play video games. Like I can talk to all of my friends about that shit. I could talk mm-hmm. to my friends about religion. I could talk to my friends about, you know, sports. That matters. Like mm-hmm. I don't want to have like, all right, if I'm talking about sports, I can't talk to y'all because y'all niggas don't play sports or whatever. Not everybody has to be involved in sports or mm-hmm. whatever, but at the end of the day, it's a common interest that I have amongst like 95% of my friends, even if it's different sports. Like you might not play basketball, but you might be interested in UFC or something like competitive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It matters because it affects how you look at life as well too. Mm-hmm. And like what you guys have
in common.
In common.
Okay.
So, give myself some coins. Fuck y'all. Just because.
I was just asking. So, do you feel like you can invite all your friends to one spot and nothing happen?
Oh, yeah. If I were to have a party,
mm-hmm.
me personally, I feel like I could bring all my friend groups
Lock
in, under mm-hmm. the same roof. For sure, for sure.
I love that for y'all.
Oh, you don't feel the same?
No, I do feel the same. I can do that.
So why you say you love that for y'all? Why you don't love that for yourself?
I mean, because I'm talking to y'all.
But like, but you said
but
it.
But what?
You said it.
Yeah.
So why you didn't?
So I love that for y'all because I like to see your perception.
You could have also included yourself.
Oh yeah, I could have said like that for us. Semantics.
That would have been a little zesty. I would have told you stop talking like that. I love that for us. It's crazy.
Yo, so what? Where do I win here, Blocko?
Blocko, I got to say, because fake agree with
where
me.
Where do I win, Blocko?
I mean, there's no wins or losses in this podcast, brother. It's what's right and what's zesty. And that,
that was not zesty.
That was a little bit.
So why even contradict what I just said then? Why didn't you just say you like that?
Because it's fun. I like doing that shit. No, I'm sorry.
He's a toxic brother.
I am toxic in some spaces.
In this one, he is.
But listen, man. Yeah. If you got some friends out there, whether they're he, she, them, they, just treat them like humans.
Treat them like they're important, too, actually. Treat them like treat everyone like they're important, because you never know, you might need them motherfuckers.
That's so.
Y'all burn bridges?
I'm not gonna lie, that's so hard for me. Do I burn bridges? No, but I'm reluctant to create bridges because I have a very I have a very big problem of looking for value in someone before I create some kind of connection with them.
So you feel like you have to see value first?
Yes, mm-hmm. You need to be able to. Either, I don't want to say add to my life because that's not necessarily the case, but you need to be able to bring something that I can either learn from or catapult from, something I can resonate with. There's some people that just want to be your friend just because you're cool. I'm not doing that. like that's the last thing we're doing here is just all right, we vibe, so like let's hang out. Like no. What are you about? What do you do? Do we have the same ideals, principles? Do we have the same goals in life? Right. Like, because it's like networking across. Like, there's people at the top and there's people underneath you and there's people on your same exact level that are trying to get to where you're going. Y'all can all divide and conquer. You learn something here. They learn something here. Y'all bring it back to each other. Mm-hmm. Make y'all better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what friendship is for me.
I like that. That's a great definition of friendship. Yeah, give yourself some coins on that one.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
How about you, Blanco? You burn bridges?
Really, honestly, no, I don't.
No.
The bridges burn themselves with this nigga.
No, for real, that's how they do with me.
I've been afforded the luxury of not needing to.
Mm-hmm.
Good people. Friends. Yeah, the people that end up in my life or close to me, I don't really have bad falling outs with. I think I've always picked well with the people that I have around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't really needed to burn any bridges.
Okay, that's good.
How convenient is that?
What?
I've definitely burnt a bridge.
Have you? How did you do it though?
Oh, I'm just very straightforward. Like, this is it. Like, there's no need for me to continue speaking with you.
But was it like on like a friendship level, or was it like
friendship level?
Like
yeah,
a business partner.
I've definitely like people I've been in business with too as well too. I'm like, yeah, I don't even like. I have no desire to be anything to you other than estranged. for sure.
I get it.
I've kind of always been like that. Like, I've been a very all or nothing kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always look like, all right, even if I can find something that we can resonate on as friends and then we embark on business and the business don't work out, we still have the friendship.
Right.
But if I meet you and it's about business and the business don't work out, oh, well, let's go out and get a drink. No. For what? Like, there's There's plenty of other people that you can go spend your time with. Why you want to spend your time with me?
Yeah. You, Blanco? Have you ever had to... I know what you said.
Nigga, what?
Hey, Blanco, have you ever burned bridges? No, I've had the luxury of not having to do that. So what about you, Blanco? You ever burnt a business bridge?
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
That's very important, too. Because, I mean, you could have just been talking about friendship.
A business bridge? Nah, right.
He burnt bridges with the business.
If things ended, I ain't burned the bridge. Like, okay.
So you can still hit them up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I really think I had to burn a business bridge. No.
Nah. Good. Love that for y'all.
Lucky for you. Oh, again. So you've burned a business bridge.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, perfect. Because, no, I mean, no. I have. I don't know why you say you loved it for me. That was
strange. I love that for you, Buck. I'm sorry. Born up doesn't like to be a part of things.
No, I don't. I like to be excluded. No, I had to.
It was a point where, as though, like, it wasn't even all that bad. I think it was more or less like they didn't want to pay, so I was like, no, I'm not doing what you need me to do because you need to pay me.
That's regular.
It is regular, but
did you have a rapport with this person prior to them?
Yeah,
requiring their services.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and then because of that, you were like, yeah.
Because of that, I'm just like, yeah. And then it even went to the point where, as though, like, they said, like, you know, you didn't do anything for us, and then
they burned that bridge.
Yeah, they did. Well, maybe. But I also burned the bridge with them because it's like, it has to be a mutual burn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean.
It doesn't have to be a mutual burn.
No?
Burgess.
If you light a bridge on fire from one end, do you have to light it on fire from another end? Don't think too hard about it.
Well, no, that's a bar. That's a bar. No, you don't have to. Yeah, okay.
I'm going
to
help you out, Tiller. Does the bridge burn? From both sides or just one? Is it possible to do one or the other? But yeah.
Yeah, they burned the bridge then. Yeah. Because I don't think they've been putting out content since me.
Talk your shit.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Not going to lie.
Well, right. Listen, man. First of all, shouts to Tiller for being here.
I got
you. You know what I'm saying?
I go by Motion Flexure, a.k.a. Motion, a.k.a. Tiller, a.k.a. DJ Motion, a.k.a. Damn, shut me down. What?
DJ Motion?
They've been coining it, man.
That's tough.
They've been coining it. So I'm like, okay. Might as well. I ain't a DJ, though.
DJ Motion is crazy.
I'm so glad you don't go by Photo anymore.
Yeah.
A couple people still call me Photo, though. That's
that
it.
Day was funny in the chat.
A couple of my family members call me Photo. That's it.
Why do they do that to you?
Because I take pictures.
The chat there is like, oh, phone now.
And they said, phone. What Rob say, phone?
Yeah.
Phone
now. You said faux, and faux turned out to be a food. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
A ramen dish.
Oh, pho.
Pho?
Pho. That's what it's pronounced.
Let's go pho.
Pho.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to try it.
It's Vietnamese.
Is it?
It's delicious.
You've had it?
I'm very big on Asian food and the cultures of Asian.
So you eat sushi?
I love sushi.
Yuck.
Sushi, ramen, yeah, like bok choy.
Bok choy.
Bok choy.
Oh, bok choy. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You's a nigga. Like, you.
I've been to Ani Ramen once.
Ani Ramen. This motherfucker eats chitlins on the holidays. That's your problem right now.
I've never
chitlins
had a chitlin.
Collard
or a pig
greens,
feet.
Turkey neck.
I've
bones.
Never had a chitlin or a pig feet.
You ever had turkey chops?
Hell yeah.
You black.
Hell yeah.
Nigga failed the test. Crazy.
I'm going to lie. I'm not gonna lie on national television.
You've had turkey chops?
Absolutely.
Yo, hey,
you black too.
We niggas together. Well, you ain't never had a turkey chop?
No.
You need to try it.
What part of the turkey is turkey chop? Go ahead, tell me. Go ahead.
The part they chop, nigga. The fuck?
The part they chop.
don't
even know. Ain't no other part you need to know. They chopped it and they serve it to you.
I asked Ray that shit last week. I was like, yo, Ray, what part of the turkey is a turkey chop? She said, turkey chop. Yeah, y'all crazy.
That's all right.
But anyway, we're going to wrap this up because I said so. Anyone have any objections?
I object!
You don't matter. You're a guest.
I matter.
No.
I matter to me.
Not here, you don't. But if you made it this far, make sure you like, you comment, you subscribe, you do the things that's going to keep us going, keep us
Leave moving. One of a Yelp review.
Why would you leave me?
Leave me a one-star Yelp review for cutting me off, telling me that I don't matter. Sick of this shit.
Listen, we love your support. We appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who's been listening, everybody who's been watching on YouTube as well, too. It's Women's Month. We got some stuff lined up. You know what I'm saying? So stick and stay tuned. And, you know, hopefully all goes as planned. You know what I'm saying? So... I believe that's Blanco, that's Tiller, and
DJ, what up?
That's
what
me.
The man them too inconsiderate, 5-star hotel, smoking cigarette, mixing codeine up with a Finnegan. She got thick, but she wanna get Finnegan. Drinking apple cider vinegar, wearing skim, cause she wanna be criminal.